the church, and the world is, as we already mentioned in the last few weeks, the garden of God. And of course, this particular gospel that we have read, we read part of this pericope, is very long, and I have to save my voice. But here we see that God plants the seed. Now, God doesn't plant weeds. God doesn't create anything evil. People, and as we know, even angels choose for themselves what is evil. In that sense, God created Satan. But he did not create him evil. In fact, he was the most beautiful angel in heaven, Lucifer, the bearer of light for the throne of God. And so there was a moment in time, or in eternity rather, when God gave the angels a choice to choose his will or to not choose his will. And he does the same for you and me. What is it that you do with this choice that God has given you? Satan and a good amount of the angels. And don't forget, the angels were not just two or three. We only know several of their names. Some of them, Pope Benedict said, we must never use those names because they obviously became demons. And when we call their names, they come and they invade our garden. And so, we are allowed to use this one, but we no longer call him Lucifer. The minute he disobeyed God and led other angels to disobey God, he lost his title. And in fact, you see this all throughout the liturgy of the church. In this new economy of salvation, as it is called in theology, Satan is no longer Lucifer. It is Jesus Christ who is Lucifer, the bearer of light. I am the light of the world. So Jesus is the new Lucifer, without sin, without evil. He is God, the second person of the Trinity, the eternal Son of God. And in time, by her cooperation, the eternal Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate, ever Virgin Mary. So, the demons who were angels, and that shows you, no matter how good you think you are, no matter how perfect you think you are, of course, thinking that, as it were, is already a sin of pride, which was the sin of Satan. He thought, I am Lucifer. There is no one higher than me. I should not be worshiping God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God should be worshiping me. And you see how horrible a sin that is. And in this world in which we live, you and I, there are many people who think that way. And they don't believe in God. They believe in themselves. They're full of pride, which is the sin of Satan. So at that moment, St. Michael the Archangel was called by God, and he cast out Satan and all the demons. And for that, at that moment, God created hell. That's the only bad thing God has ever created, because it was created to be eternal punishment for Satan and his minions. And I hate to tell you, it was created to be eternal punishment for those of us here on earth and in the church, in the garden of the church, who choose to become weeds, not wheat. And so the apostles, who are here represented as the slaves of the householder, who is God, they say, did you not sow good seed? Why are there weeds here? And he answers simply, an enemy has done this. What enemy? Satan and his slaves. Because oftentimes, when the devil is tempting us, he tells us that we are going to choose total and complete freedom. We no longer have to be beholding to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But he doesn't tell you that when you do that, you will be his slave, the slave of Satan. And so our Lord says, the weeds are the result of the enemy. And they say, well, can't we pull them out? And he said, no. If you pull them out, you will pull out the good plants together. Sometimes you grab more than one thing in your hand. Especially we who are so defective and so blind, though we think we are not. So he says, no, let them grow together until the harvest. Then I will say to the harvesters, who are the angels who come to retrieve our soul at the end of our lives, if we have done good, if we have obeyed God, if we have worshipped God, we will be harvested into his barn, which is, of course, heaven. If we have done evil, we will be pulled up and thrown into the fires of hell that never, ever, ever end. So then, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning hell. But gather the wheat into my barn, heaven. So too is the church. And we see that there are many saints, many wonderful people, many wonderful priests and religious, bishops and popes, and they are the wheat that will go into the barn of heaven. But at the same time, let you be warned. There are many evil members of the church. There are many evil religious and deacons and priests and bishops and popes. They are the weeds. Tie them together into bundles for burning in the fires of hell. But the good plants, gather them, the wheat, into my barn, which is heaven. And this happens here on earth too. So we also have to listen and pay attention to God. And most of us don't pay attention to anything. And I've said this before and I will say it again. Things that are good need to be repeated. I tell this one or that one to do this, to do something which is good and holy, and they don't listen. They do whatever they want. And they, at the end of their life on earth, will be tied together, which of course recalls to us that those who are sent to hell are not free. They are bound together. their hands and their feet, and to each other, and they will be thrown into the fires of hell for burning for eternity. Listen to God. Listen to His holy church. Do not listen to the world or to Satan and to all the temptations of the world. Listen to God. Be ye warned. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.